Play nice.
Welcome.
Welcome to Voices Carry Live. My name is Randy Scott. I am joining you broadcasting live from the beautiful village of Cary, Illinois. I am Mayor Candidate Randy Scott. It's a pleasure to be with you today. This is your megaphone and microphone. This is an independent venture from me to try to bridge the gap between social media and talking with your neighbor. It's something that I've been working on for a while with not only ice cream, but also in this empty studio where I talk to a camera. Specifically you at home. I enjoy doing this, and it's going to be somewhat of a short show, but I have wanted to hop on. I was a little late getting the kids going, and wanted to just start things off here. And what I'm the title you noticed is The Buses Take a Detour. And the district or the village drives the school district away. It's one of the things I've been talking about for a while, because I really think it's where a chameleon kind of shows its true color. And everybody sees it. Everybody sees it. The residents, the kids don't yet, but when they grow up and they start poking around this, hey, do I want to move my family back home? They find it. I found it. The village team sees it. And it's just in poor taste. So welcome to Voices Carry Live. I'm going to get a few things ready, and I will be right there with you shortly.
Here's a song coming your way right now. Nowhere to Run To by Martha and the Vandellas. Yes. Hey, you know what I mean.
Too much?
See?
attention, please. The next Metro train approaching your station will be a Metro Express train and will not stop.
Welcome to Voices Carry Live. My name is Randy Scott. I'm going to jump right into it. Early voting is open. I like to empower. If you've been watching for a while, I like to empower. If we see something together on one of the village board meeting watch parties, I like to hop in and explain it. And then also, if there's something that we all don't understand, I'll look it up and bring it to you the next show. I like to blow wind in the sails of everybody. Instead of hunkering down and hiding things, I like to, especially with agendas or trying to get things passed through, I like to educate as many people as possible so that they can make an informed decision, and that will transcend into how the village is shaped, as well as how the board is informed. That's no different with the voting that's coming up. Early voting's open, and then also voting day is on April 1st, and I wanted to go through your options if you're a resident of Cary. And if you're not a resident of Cary and you're watching, welcome. This is our beautiful village, and we're undergoing an election. This is just a way to bring people together, start people talking, start it for your own town. We need independent journalism. We need to inspire our youth to get involved in the politics and to make them understand that the world in which they live in is made by nobody smarter than you or I. So early voting, Algonquin Township office is one of your options, and then also Cary Park District Community Center. The Algonquin Township, or the Cary Park District Community Center, this is 14. This is Cary Algonquin Road. It's the old Village Hall. And then the Algonquin Township Center, here is your, there's a Wendy's, and the Jewels is over here. And then the Hollows, and then you have Algonquin Township right there. There's the Cary Dairy billboard right there. So early voting's open. And then if I had somebody come up to me and say, I have no idea who's on the ballot. I haven't really seen any resources for that. And that's unfortunate. So I wanted to give you a few resources now. This is a sample ballot. You have your local options, and it goes to municipality, township, library. You have school, and you have fire. And then this is the ticket that I'm on. This is an amazing responsibility that I understand the weight of it, and I completely am so excited to be on this. I can't tell you how many people come up to me and just be like, at our last meet and greet, they came up to my wife and I, and they're like, thank you for throwing your hat in the ring. And it's kind of, it makes you think, like, I'm just so honored to be part of it, to be representing so many wonderful people, and hopefully making it better for our kids as they get older, with showing our school district more respect. Everything kind of gets better when you start playing nice in the sandbox with your school district. I'm going to show you a short video about that. To give you a lay of the land, you've heard me talk a lot about the school district debacle. It shows the true colors of what's going on, of what I saw early on behind the curtain. And it shows you the mindset and the direction and what needs to get cleaned up. This is a Maplewood property. This is what the district wanted to do. They already had a bus lot here, and they just wanted to improve it. The bus drivers had 14 years of staying in a shanty, pretty much. It's a trailer with, it was very unfortunate, their conditions. And we want them comfortable. We want them talking to one another. And through the actions or inaction and on the village side and lawyering up and pretty much a full-on assault against our school district. What we saw was 14 years of confusion we've provided to our school district. We were shaving off funds from TIF districts over the last 30 plus years, putting a strain on our school districts, making them having to retract services, classes. And when all those apartments come online, if they come online, we're going to want a strong school district, so we're not having to have roll up trailer classrooms, which we've all seen that happen before, not in here, but we've seen places where they're operating out of because the pupil to teacher gets out of hand. So I'm going to show you what I have here is a video. It's of the zoning board of appeals and appeals. And what they're doing, what they're voting on, it gives you a behind the scene curtain of the school district having to deal with the village. And what you're going to see is the school district and their lawyer were sitting there for like an hour and a half. And this goes back, like I said, 14 years, and it came up to March of last year when they got turned down to improve something that is existing, a bus lot. And there was talks of, well, you know, the residents don't want the bus traffic, but it's okay to put 350 apartments in. It doesn't add up. So you're going to see them vote no. And the overall aura and the morale that we're providing our school district and our community is it's bad juju. Let's take a look at it.
So, just calling that motion as stated, and I'm going to ask Mr. Simmons to call the roll.
Graziano?
Yes.
Jasper?
Yes.
Grandel? Kretschmer?
No.
Williams?
No.
Cassiter?
No.
Corey?
No. All right. So, I think if I'm understanding this correctly, and for the petitioner, I did discuss this with counsel earlier. I didn't know which way this would go. We're not able to go to these other two votes because this no vote doesn't allow us to get to the next vote. However, let me start with the good news. I know this is not the news you wanted. The good news is that you can continue to operate your transportation center, bus depot, as you do right now today. So that's the good news. And as I was saying to Dr. White, we commend you, and I commend you, for the great job you do with our children in Cary. And I wasn't kidding when I was out at Malibu, California, talking about District 26 and what a great job you folks do with education here. That was precisely why, one of the key reasons my wife and I moved to this town, because of the education system that we have in place here. And I commend everyone that's involved.
All right.
In the process.
That's enough of that. So what just happened there was they this whole lot here from this road is zoned R2 residential. And what they were trying to do was just improve existing. They were trying to build this. And what they had to, what the village said, you have to go through a zoning process to get a bus lot approved for that residential district. And what I don't understand is that if this was zoned R2, how did that bus lot become a reality in the first place? There must have been some sort of variance granted at one point. So it was either the R2 existed before the bus lot went in and they got a variance, or the bus lot went in and then the village designated this R2, which means that they would have been grandfathered. nonetheless, with all the technicalities aside, you're still messing with a school district in which operates in your village. Whereas the conversation should be, if they come in, what do you need? If you have no external forces acting upon you to where you should, where you have blinders on to where, am I doing what's best for the community? Am I doing what's best for not only the residents that live right there adjacent, but for all the kids that have no idea about village operations? Are we steering the ship in the right direction? And that's what it all kind of boils down to, is we see this action. We see how they play in how they play on the playground with their school district. And I've been a witness of how they play with their local businesses. And it's at the end of the day, it's concerning. Because there's a handful of residents that don't understand that of this tyrannical, some of these tyrannical actions that take place. And I've done my best to try to roll it out in a graceful manner. And I'm quite proud of how I've just stuck to the issues, and I haven't, and that's what, at the end of the day, that's what people want to hear. So now the school district has a bad taste in their mouth. If they ever need anything again and they come to the village, they're going to be like, well, we've seen how they played in the past. Maybe, and it's not even about monetary. It's just about, you know, can we consult with you? Can we, you know, we use some resources here? It's just about working together. And that's something that I don't see. That's something that I'm very, very excited to bring. Our superintendent, Dr. White, has gone through a ringer. I've said this before. Like, he got, imagine getting a letter from the village in which you operate your school district. And it starts off friendly, and then it goes to citing case law. And it's about 20 pages long, small font. All just for trying to improve the condition, the working conditions of your school bus drivers. This issue is not just about schools or buses. It shows an overall direction that's not good for Cary. It shows, like I said, behind the curtain of a lot of things. And that's why I've been focused on it. You have a referendum coming up. For all the referendums that didn't exist, that should have happened, that never happened, to kind of pull the audience, you have a referendum coming up. And I greatly look forward to it. And I will see you tomorrow on Voices Cary Live. Thank you for listening to me talk about the school district. I am passionate about it, not just because I went through the school district and I remember going through all the hallways of District 26, 155. And I'm standing up for them. And I'm standing up for you. Have a great night.